At what age did you become mature? Well, my wife may argue, I haven't reached it yet. But what is the age of accountability for you? Was it 13, 16, 18, or 21? Well, everyone is different, and we all behave a little erratically at times. But can we generally agree that a young child doesn't act as responsibly as a mature adult? Do you ever find yourself behaving like a child and surrendering to the whim of every evil desire of your heart? Well, I pray this guided meditation from 1 Peter chapter 1 will help you learn to live a righteous life set apart from the world, to live a holy life as Christ is holy. So to begin your meditation, slip into a simple time to feel present, a place to feel centered, and a moment to be clear in hearing the message of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So spend a few moments right now, just closing the doors of your eyes, releasing distraction, and aiming for God in this holy retreat set apart from the world. Continue by listening to and replying to this reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 7. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, guide me to live a holy life. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Therefore, beloved, since we have these great and wonderful promises, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates both body and spirit. And Lord God, guide me to live a holy life. Let us cleanse ourselves, completing holiness and living a consecrated life. And Lord God, please guide me to live a holy life. Let us cleanse ourselves and live a life set apart for God's purposes in the fear of God. Lord God, guide me, please, to live a holy life. Spend a few more moments now being embraced by the divine presence of God, being set apart, dedicated, and consecrated to God and the purpose of His glory. With your eyes closed, begin to take note of all that you sense right now. Where do you encounter peace? Where do you feel uncomfortable? Well, scan your forehead, your eyes, and your jaw. Does your face feel tense and clenched, or relaxed and soft? Notice your neck, your chest. Move over to your shoulders and down your arms, to your wrists, your hands and your fingers. Do they feel compressed and gripped, or loose and released? Now your upper back, and down the middle of your spine and your lower back. We often hold tension there. What about your abdomen? Your hips? Now down your legs and your knees, ankles, feet, the soles of your feet and your toes. Do they feel pinched and tight or open, unfastened and free? Surrender to God all that you notice, and stay here in the presence of God being transformed, resting here, being attended to by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, being set apart to be used for God's glory. And if your mind drifts, just softly whisper, "Lord God, guide me to live a holy life." Now practice centering on your breathing. I want you to join me taking a deep, full breath right now. And another. And one more. Where do you feel your breath as you breathe? In your nose or your mouth? Your stomach filling and emptying. Your chest expanding and releasing. Don't change the pace or the depth. Just notice your breathing. Now try counting back from five with each exhale. Feel how your body softens a bit with each breath. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may drift, but as you notice that, start centering back on your breathing. Maybe start at 10 this time. Start at 5 this time. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 5 with each exhale, silently thinking, "Lord God, guide me to live a holy life." Just center on the word holy as you breathe. as you breathe, stay balanced with your thoughts aligned with God. Center on His eternal presence. Center on the example of His holy grace, His holy love. Let God's holiness be at the center of your thoughts, and let His holiness be what centers your heart, soul, and mind. Is your mind wandering a bit? Well, remember to pause, breathe, blink your mind and center back on His holiness. Move away from what is temporary to center back on what is eternal. I know this can be difficult, so I will give you another minute to center your mind on the holiness of God. As you whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, guide me to live a holy life. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, and rather than studying each word too closely, just listen for the whispered message of God in these ancient words from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 15, and we'll begin in the New International Version. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Well, silently reflect on what you think God wanted you to hear and how He wants to guide you. Listen once more. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. What is still lingering in your mind from this reading? What thoughts rose to the surface? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is guiding you in living a holy life. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the Christian Standard Bible. Therefore, with your minds ready for action, be sober-minded and set your hope fully on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires of your former ignorance, but as the one who called you is holy, you also are to be holy in all your conduct, for it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." What did you hear or feel after listening? Well, for this next minute, return once more to your breathing and being mindful of being blessed, living in the hallowed presence of the Almighty. Just rest here, encountering the divine. In this third reading, let the words softly resonate in a sacred time of deep connection beyond words as you listen from the English Standard Version. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you want to hear from God right now? Where do you want Him to lead you? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And once more, if your mind drifts, don't judge yourself. Just simply acknowledge it, then pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, "Lord God, guide me to live a holy life." With your eyes still closed and your mind resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to picture yourself walking through a dark fog. Feel the cool mist on your face. Now envision the fog lifting as your eyes clear and you behold the temple of God, the residence of the Holy Spirit. The temple of God residing within you. I want you to walk around the temple. I want you to walk inside it. Walk through it within you. And now linger in it within you. Take a minute to contemplate the presence of God on His throne, His Son sitting at His side, the Spirit of God hovering. Do you feel worthy of being here? Qualified? Well, listen as the voice from the throne whispers to you, "My child, Come. Because of my Son, come to me. By the Spirit, come to me. By my grace and through my Son, you are forgiven. My child, you are holy. For this next minute, quiet yourself as you come before the throne. Humble yourself as He guides you into holiness. Now center once more on your breathing. Don't feel rushed, but when it feels right, slowly begin to open your eyes. Well, as you continue to rest here, being guided into holiness, be mindful of the opportunities you will have to share that holiness of God with another. How might God use you to guide another wandering soul into the divine presence? So now receive the gift of this closing benediction to remember to not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as He called you as holy, so be holy in all that you do. And may you know the love of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the holiness of God now and always. Amen.